You dainty dame, so finely framed, of beauty's thiefest mold, and you that trip it up and down like lambs in Cupid's fold. Peace is a lesson to be learned, a lesson in my mind, for such as will prove false in love and bear a faithless mind. Not far from Nottingham of late, in Clifton, as I hear, there dwelt a fair and comely dame, for beauty without peer. Her cheeks were like the crimson rose, yet as you may perceive, the fairest face, the falsest heart, and soonest will deceive. This gallant dame, she was beloved of many in that place, and many sought in marriage bed her body to embrace. At last a proper handsome youth, young Bateman called by name, in hope to make a married wife unto this maiden came. Such love and liking there was found, that be from all the rest, had stolen away the maiden's heart, and she did love him best. Then plighted promise secretly did pass between them two, that nothing could but death itself this true love's not undo. He brake a piece of golden twain, one half to her he gave, the other as a pledge, quoth he, dear heart, myself will have. If I do break my vow, quoth she, while I remain alive, may never thing I take in hand be seen at all to thrive. This passed on for 2 months' space, and then this maid began to settle love and liking too upon another man. One German who a widower was, her husband needs must be, because he was of greater wealth and better of degree. Her vows and promise lately made to Bateman she denied, and in despite of him and his she utterly defiled. Well then, quoth he, if it be so that you will me forsake, and like a false and forsworn wretch another husband take, thou shalt not live one quiet hour, for surely I will have thee either now alive or dead when I am laid in grave. Thy faithless mind thou shalt repent, therefore he well assured, when for thy sake thou hearst report what torments I endured. But mark how Bateman died for love and finished up his life. That very day she married was and made old German's wife. For with a strangling cord, God wot, great moan was made therefore, he hanged himself in desperate sort before the bride's own door. Whereat such sorrow pierced her heart and troubled sore her mind, that she could never after that one day of comfort find. And wheresoever she did go, her fancy did surmise young Bateman's pale and ghastly ghost appeared before her eyes. When she in bed at night did lie betwixt her husband's arms, in hopes thereby to sleep and rest in safety without harms, great cries and grievous groans she heard, a voice that sometimes said, O thou art she that I must have, and will not be denied. But she then, being big with child, was for the infant's sake, preserve it from the spirit's power, no vengeance could it take. The babe unborn did safely keep, as God appointed so, his mother's body from the fiend that sought her overthrow. But being of her burden eased and safely brought to bed, her care and grief began anew and further sorrow bred. And of her friends she did entreat, desiring them to stay. Out of the bed, quoth she, this night I shall be borne away. Here comes the spirit of my love with pale and ghastly face, who till he bear me hence away will not depart this place. Alive or dead, I am his right, and he will surely have, in spite of me and all the world, what I by promise gave. Oh, watch with me this night, I pray, and see you do not sleep. No longer than you be awake, my body can you keep. All promised to do their best, yet nothing could suffice. In middle of the night to keep sad slumber from their eyes. So being all full fast asleep, to them unknown which way, that childbed woman, that woeful night, from thence was borne away. And to what place no creature knew, nor to this day can tell, as strange a thing as ever yet in any age befell. You maidens that desire to love, and would good husbands choose, to him that you do vow to love, by no means do refuse. For God that hears all secret oaths will dreadful vengeance take on such that of our willful vow do slander reckon.